it continuing to be, it's much more than just one of these practice skirmishes mm-hmm. that happens.
Yeah.
Because the silence is deafening, put it that way. And yeah. I want to talk
and
about
you've
that.
You've got some very uncomfortable parties. Very uncomfortable.
And that infects everything else that's going on.
Raising, they thought they got rid of it with 21 and 3 leaving, too.
Raising more questions about how much control a coach has over a locker room yes. and where the authority lies, who's working for whom, who's spying for whom, mm-hmm. who's telling stories for whom, who's running back to which office to explain to which guy what's being said about him. And it's just not a fun place to be. But the Miritich situation, if you go back and you look exactly what the Bulls tried to orchestrate on that damage control day and what is going on, what they said was going on, and what's actually going on are divergent things. We're going to get into that right after an update.
Keep it. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves host division rival Milwaukee this Saturday night at 7 at Allstate Arena. Saturday night is superhero night at the Wolves game, presented by Marvel Universe Live. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Still early days in the NHL season, but two of the West's top teams square off tonight in Las Vegas. The Golden Knights host the Blackhawks for the first time ever this evening. Both Chicago and Vegas on 12 points so far. Basketball, the Bulls will be back on the court tonight in Cleveland. Cavaliers point guard Derrick Rose out of this one with an ankle injury. In baseball, game one of the World Series is tonight in Los Angeles. Dodgers hosting the Astros. Clayton Kershaw and Dallas Keuchel, the starting pitchers. Also in baseball, Cubs bench coach Dave Martinez will interview for the vacant Washington Nationals managerial position. Finally, in football, Oakland running back Marshawn Lynch will be suspended for Sunday's game versus Buffalo. He shoved an official during a game last Thursday. Join Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show tonight from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Jesse Oaks, located at 18490 West Old Gages Lake Road in Gages Lake. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Bear Lance Briggs from 7 p.m. to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite, hold true. And if you're searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Bears Monday. This is Perry and Lansing on The Score.
I can't believe that you guys were talking about best five defensive players that you've seen. You didn't mention Richard Dent.
Because he's not on my list.
And you didn't mention Mike Singletary.
Oh, definitely not.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
You think Lawrence Taylor wasn't a better player than Richard Dent and Mike Singletary?
I think that they're all in the same caliber.
No. Lawrence Taylor actually changed the game.
Easy now, Perry.
All right, let's just stay calm here. Don't get all crazy on me.
Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah. Number one, Richard Dent was the MVP, okay?
Of the Super Bowl, of a game.
Richard Dent. The sack man's his name.
Sack machine.
Richard Dent was intimidating. I mean, he was a
turnbuckle. Whoa. Well, you're going to use, as a criterion, intimidation factor. By the way, Jason Goff just walked out of the studio after that.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. Have some fun.
That's a football icon.
Especially all the Tecmo Bowl people.
Oh,
like,
my God. Oh, don't get started.
You had to have rules against using him.
Ready? Down. Put.
Ball is loose.
Lawrence Taylor was so awesome, he dominated cocaine. It was the door-to-door crack salesman, remember?
Right,
and somebody
yes.
knocked on his door and said, hey, you want some crack? And he's like,
why, yes, I do.
Hell yeah, I've had it before.
Yeah.
Let's have a warm LT welcome. Bobby Boucher, come on, Bobby. Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point, don't smoke crack.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
The things that happen on this show. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. 670 The Score is what you're listening to. 670thescore.com is what you logged on to. And if you want to watch, if you're a voyeur, if you like to do those things on Facebook or on watch, 670thescore.com. The video stream is brought to you by American Needle. Use promo code SCORE, that's S-C-O-R-E, for 20% off your purchase. We're giving you bucks off because we love you, because we love American Needle. Dan, You wanted to talk about the Boo.
I did, because when they had their whole dog and pony show with the Bobby Portis suspension, the Bulls wanted to make you think that this is a normal thing. These things happen. It's just teammates. They're like brothers fighting or like lion cubs. This kind of thing just happens. And that's why you heard John Paxson literally say these things happen. And he talked about it going on all over the place, you know, being competitive. Fred Hoiberg, I've seen altercations happen every year, every week, every month. I saw it on the best teams I played on where you have that competitive spirit. They trotted out Robin Lopez to say the Bulls culture was great. He actually used the word great. And he said part of that good mojo we have right now is going to be huge in unifying the two.
Fast forward.
Nikola Mirotic is on complete radio silence.
Mm-hmm.
Not returning text messages.
Or phone calls.
Or phone calls from any teammate. Okay, this is not good mojo. He also, when he did return to the Advocate Center, was there with his agent. Now, I don't know, pursuant to the collective bargaining agreement, what someone is allowed to do with a civil suit for a workplace tort. I don't know. But if he believes Bobby Portis has damaged his career earnings possibility and done something to either...
It's a guy who's had trouble keeping on weight as is. He's going to go 6 to 8 weeks without being able to eat food.
Yeah, and there can be punitive damages for the punch itself, just for the infliction of mm-hmm. the harm. And look, then there
Shep, look up and see if there was any legal ramifications between PJ Carlissimo and Latrell Sprewell outside of the suspension for me, brother.
Yeah, and did Rudy Tomjanovich seek any recompense from Kermit Washington?
I don't know.
I don't remember. It happened so long ago.
I'm sorry.
But this is the fact that he's being this quiet. And it's always, it's such young teammates. It's a little flare-up because they're so competitive. No. It's clearly more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know to what extent. And I also don't know what somebody is allowed to do. I don't know if there is a grievance system within the CBA. But I don't think there's anything a right that a union would bargain away collectively if somebody breaks your face to the point where it affects your earning power, that you would have signed away any or waived any right to pursue action. I can't imagine that.
There's also some other things going on. Randy Brown's brother has been stapled to Bobby Portis in terms of where he goes.
That's the guy who looks exactly like Randy Brown.
Just like
Randy. If you've been in a pickup game and you think you were playing against Randy Brown, it was probably Randy Brown's brother.
I will never forget Loyola Open Gym over there on Sheridan. I walk in and a dude is nailing three-pointers from half court. I'm like, damn, Randy Brown in here, killing it. And then it's like, oh, that's not Randy, but that's Randy Brown's brother. Still don't know his name. I'm not, piped into the family. I don't know. But they have people who, are close to Bobby. And Bobby's taking this, I think, a lot harder than people think, too. Because, he's a feisty dude. And he's always been that way. You can go back to his rookie interviews where he talked about envisioning people beating up his mom when he plays basketball. Like he's always been
the old
a little,
Brian Cox football stuff.
Yeah, somebody raping my wife or something like that,
right.
Beating up my
destroying
kids.
His face. It's like the opening scene of Gladiator is what they picture.
It's like it's like the scene from The Program with Alvin Mack. I don't know if you saw The Program, but mm-hmm. Alvin Mack is screaming at the dude behind the line of scrimmage like, you the poop butt that got my sister pregnant. I'm about to kick your ass. And he's like getting it. And the dude, the running back's waiting for the snap like, that wasn't me, man. Cut it out.
What's that movie, Rocky Balboa?
Mm-hmm.
No, The Program, mm-hmm. Johnny. Go have yourself some more Hooters wings. No, but Bobby is, he's a guy who fights in practice like, competitively, in terms of like he's going to run through walkthroughs. He's the guy where everybody's like, hey, calm down.
At every opportunity, he imagines somebody's trying to take something of his.
So when this happened,
we all know the type.
When this happened, if there's one guy on that team that you think is going to go there if you bring it to him, is Bobby Portis. Now the problem is, like you said, Nico Mirotic, he is kind of he and Lauri Markkanen are the guys for Fred Hoiberg's offense. You know, Justin Holliday is going to be, I think, a nice pickup when we look back on it. Like, man, they got him for such and such $1 million. Jerian Grant and these dudes that they're running in and out at point guard, they're still looking for that. But for this offense to work, they needed the 6'8 and 6'10 guy, well, both 6'10 guys, actually, to stretch the floor. So Nico had been handed that, hey, Jimmy's out of your way, Dwayne's out of your way, this offense is tailor-made for you. Nico came to training camp with that kind of vibe.
And the new money.
Yes, and the new money that nobody else was offering him, but we'll talk about that at a later date. Now, you put that on top of Bobby Portis being shuffled in and out of the lineup, in and out of rotations, showing you a little bit in the playoffs, and then not playing the game after that. Like, Bobby's been jostled a little bit, and I think Bobby thinks he's been lost in the sauce for a first-round pick.
He has been.
A guy who accomplished on the collegiate level. Like, they ask you to accomplish. If you accomplish on a collegiate level, that's all the Bulls ask for you, you know, to kind of just transition into being a pro. He's done that, and he still hasn't taken that next step in their eyes. Now you put those two things together, and Bobby being the dude who will give you that sauce if you ask for it, and Nico feeling like, hey, I'm finally going to get to run the offense that I came to this country to run. This is what happens. Now, the punch landed, and I think these guys are talking as if the punch didn't land. If all these things are said, we're talking about a skirmish. Oh, well, you know, John Paxson says everything's fine. Robin Lopez says our culture is fine. But when you land that punch, when that thing lands and a man's face is broken, and I don't know if it's the concussion was from the punch landing or his head, you know, bouncing off the ground. I don't know which one, but he got a concussion too. So there's a lot going on here. And for a team and for a coach who thought that he had his locker room free and clear of all the BS, you know, like I said, Fred Hoiberg is going to try to get himself another professional job, you know, to prove himself. We were talking about the college stuff last year, how he's just going to be able to run back to any campus he want and be Fred Hoiberg. No, Fred Hoiberg has looked at these guys like, yo, you gave me a bag of rotten goods. Mm-hmm. And when I get on again, I'm going to show you. The problem is, Fred is too nice a guy, and we've known that from the jump. So what you had to do is Fred-proof your locker room. The moment you thought you Fred-proofed your locker room, a guy gets his face broken.
And you back to Randy Brown's brother for a second.
Mm-hmm.
His role in the relationship with Portis, when you say they've gotten close, how has that mattered as far as these uncomfortable team dynamics?
Well, Bobby, I think, has also felt like he hasn't had somebody to talk to, because Bobby was the rookie that, when Jimmy was doing his thing, Bobby was the rookie that was lost. And now, after everybody's gone, like, they're trying to make sure Bobby stays in a good enough headspace that he can perform. Even if you want to trade him, you got it. Like, you drafted a power forward in the first round with some skills that people liked. And he just isn't. This is the problem that I get back to with this coaching staff. Show me the guy that they've developed since Taj Gibson and Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler did a lot. I say a lot about Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler did a lot of that on his own. Jimmy Butler was out there working his ass off. I have never disrespected Jimmy Butler's work ethic. All the other stuff behind the scenes, yeah, because I knew it was true about him, you know, backbiting a lot of dudes, stabbing dudes in the back, being Hollywood Jimmy. I was saying that when he was still getting Thibodeau minutes, where it was like, oh, get him in there for a little bit. But those guys don't develop people. So what they have to
do—that's
do,
a coaching staff.
That's
issue.
What I'm saying.
That's the middle of your bench there, where you need coaches who are dedicated
to
being
developers. Well, the players see that too, though. Yeah. The players see that too. So it's like, all right, you gave my man the golden ticket, and I'm sitting here, I'm doing everything on my own. I don't know which mistakes I'm making and when I'm not. I just know that I'm not playing. There's a lot of crap that's going on with that team. So, like, I don't want to take it back to the front office like it always happens. But you know what? They could run around this entire city and tell everybody everything is all good. Now's the time to rebuild. That thing is as murky and as dirty as they ever thought it would be without Jimmy Butler and without Dwayne Wade. And I think we might come to find out that Jimmy Butler and, more importantly, Dwayne Wade were telling the truth about them rather than the other way around.
Black Talent on the north side, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. I'm just wondering, do they video the practices? I know they wouldn't show the video to the public even if they did. But I'm saying this from the perspective of a 25-year police officer. By the way, I retired a week after Terry retired. Anyway, from the first thing I heard was, you know, rumors they run rampant, but I heard that Nico got in his face and like staked at him like he was going to hit him.
Yeah, and Bobby then, yeah, well, Bobby took that as the time to go.
Right, but the law says if you get in my face and you make a threatening gesture, I ain't got a way for you to hit me. I can open up on you. And if that's the case, he can lawsuit all he wants to. If they got a video showing that he's up in his face first, he got nothing.
I don't know if they have video.
I guarantee you they do have video, but I'm not debating
them.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, see,
you don't get to get in my face and fake like you're going to hit me.
Well,
because if you do, I'm going to assume you're going to hit me, and I'm going to hit you.
Oh, yeah, I'm not debating the actual merits of any case, you know, civil, criminal, whatever it
might be.
Talking
about the culture that they're talking about is so pristine.
Yeah, we're just talking about what is actually occurring here. And it could be that that's exactly why Nico Mirotic and his agent stopped by well after hours at the Advocate Center, possibly asking about security tapes or most teams videotape practice.
Mm-hmm. When I said I don't know if there's videotape, I don't know where it occurred. Like, you know, walking
in
away.
A tunnel somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know where it occurred.
Whether it's security camera or actual practice tape, don't know the answer to that, but that could be a reason why they stopped by the facility.
And he hasn't talked to anybody, by the way. Without his agent, with his agent, he hasn't talked to anybody except for Powell, who is his fellow Spaniard.
This segment brought to you by upsjobs.com. Want up to $125 in weekly bonuses and $25,000 in tuition assistance? Be a part-time UPS package handler in Hodgkins, Gary, or East Chicago. Apply at upsjobs.com. We continue talking about this. I know we have some people who want to jump
in. It's getting weird, man.
Conversation.
This is one of those things where, you know, we've seen guys up and leave this country for less. You know, guys are like, you know what? NBA life ain't for me. I'm not saying that's what Nico's going to do, but we've seen it around other NBA cities happen where it's like, man, that guy played well. What happened? He's like, oh, I want to go back to where I'm comfortable. I'm not saying that's what Nico's going to do, but we've seen it happen for less. This man got his face broken. This man got his face broken when it was his time to shine. That's a lot. That's a lot. So Bobby Portis is in a bad position. Nico Mirotic is in a bad position. And once again, Fred Hoiberg is asked to coach a team outside of the basketball court.
312-644-6767, all that and more. Matt Miller is going to be our first guest after 3 o'clock talking football on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Hey, Cleveland, what's going on? Thought I would check in. How you doing today? More specifically, Browns fans, how are you holding up? You know it's a bad sign when I'm checking in on Browns fans? The morning after a game that they did not play. But that's how it's going to be every time Carson Wentz has a monster game. And he had a monster game last night. Stop me if you've heard this before. You Browns fans could have had this guy. You know, the guy who went 17 for 25 for 268 yards and 4 touchdowns. Also ran for 63 yards last night. The guy who has his team at 6-1 and is on top of the MVP race at the very moment. Instead, you have Cody Kessler and DeShone Kizer and 22 losses in the last 23 games. Listen, this is not all about what the Browns didn't do or couldn't do. It's about what Wentz is doing. I just thought that I would check in on you Browns fans. How y'all living? I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, football fans, Jeff Joniak here. When savings are on the line for your home team, here's a tip you can really rally behind. Smart thermostats make saving energy easy and puts you in control by allowing you to adjust the temperature remotely. To make it even easier, ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and instant rebates at ComEd.com/marketplace. ComEd, powering lives. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is funded in compliance with state law.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Thanks
thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards, and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi stops swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I've got better things to do. A little lower, Francois.
Ms. Muriel. Oui.
Introducing McDonald's Buttermilk Crispy Tenders, made with 100% white meat and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. They're not grandma's, but she's okay with that.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs.
Oh,
you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to see play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome to the Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
Basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Forget about it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
When we get back in town after the game tonight, you know, the work of getting Bobby and Nico, you know, back in the group together and us, you know, airing this out, and that'll be Fred's responsibility and the coaching staff's responsibility to get them together and to, you know, to get us bonding again.
Start the buses.
Fred? I know we,
yeah, Fred, get
we
on
gilded
that.
You the last time we talked, and now it's your responsibility to make this thing work again. And by the way, I'm going to go on a media tour because I'm talking again because I've told Gar to get back in the dungeon. I'm out here again. I am Jump Shot Johnny. Everybody, watch me talk. Listen to me talk. I love talking. Oh, please don't ever ask me about the mission statement. Or what the Bulls are trying to accomplish every single year.
Or the culture.
Yeah, because then I would fall short with a long answer, bridging it to my narrative once again.
Fred will figure it out. Come on, Fred. And then Robin Lopez. Yeah, this will bring us together because of our culture and good mojo. It's possible everybody's kind of lawyering up here.
Yeah. I don't know what you can do, though.
I don't know that for sure. I just know when nobody's talking, at least they could just be exploring options.
Yeah, when a guy doesn't talk to anyone on his team or the coaching staff, that's not good.
No.
And it's not because he's jaws wired shut, but for the texters.
Yes, every texter.
He can text.
He can talk.
He can text. He can email.
His thumbs work.
Yeah, he's fine. But he's not fine. But yeah, that's hard, too, to walk back into a macho environment having gotten knocked out. Like, that's hard. You know, that's why I don't understand why boxers have their family ringside ever. Like, how are you going to tell your child to take out the garbage when you got your ass knocked out the night before? Seriously, I'm not even joking about
it. Seriously? You think a kid would be like, I'm not taking out the garbage because you got knocked out?
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a point in every son's life where he tries his father. Every son's life.
Well, he does, but if you're watching another professional boxer,
you're giving him ammo. Oh. Like, take out the garbage. You ain't tell Rudy Alvarez to take out the garbage. He's whooping your ass last night. Like, your lady's sitting there watching you get pounded out. Like, I will never ever get why anyone's family members are ringside saying, "Go, Dad, go," unless you're Money Mayweather and you're not gonna get hit off fight.
I remember when...
Like, you got these dudes who are out there brawling for 2 hours.
Do you remember when Joe Frazier was managing his son?
Mm-mm.
Do you remember the brief and ignominious career of one Marvis Frazier?
Oh, Marvis actually was... He did a lot for that documentary, that Ali Frazier documentary that HBO
did.
Yeah,
because Marvis wasn't very good. Joe was in the corner, and there's Joe Frazier, and this is... There's his son out there, and his son is looking up at the sky. Get up, Marvis! Stay down, Marvis. that's got to suck.
When somebody's telling you to stay down, they're looking out for you.
It's your kid.
They're looking out for you.
Oh, come on, man.
They're looking out for you. That's all.
Scott in Evanston, you're on the score. Hi, Scott.
Hi. How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
I have more of a, I don't know, question, but I have a different take on the whole Trubisky thing. You know, it was pretty much accepted that he was going to sit on the bench all year, that Glennon was going to start. Not that everybody agreed on that, but it was pretty much an accepted idea. And
well, he's gonna play at some point though this year. Right.
But don't you think his development is going to come along quicker, even if he's not being used on the way we'd all like to see him used?
How is he going to develop?
Well, you think he's practicing with the number one group instead of practicing with the number two. He's on the field instead of sitting on the sidelines. He's learning to eat the ball instead of take a sack or take a sack instead of throwing.
No, we want him to learn to keep his eyes down the field and make a play under pressure.
And those are all different. Those are all different steps through the maturation process, too, Scott. Like, practicing with the ones is different than recognizing blitzes after seeing them for five games of live fire.
Right, but would you think, and this is more of a question than it is I'm making a statement, I would think his development would be coming along quicker doing what he's doing than if he was sitting on a bench and Glennon was starting.
Well, obviously that's true. The argument isn't Glennon. The Glennon argument is over. The question is, should Mitch Trubisky be given the keys to the offense rather than just being a passenger?
Well, I think he, you know, as a coach, I'm trying to develop. My grandson's 14 years old. He plays Pee Wee football, and I help coach.
It has nothing to do with developing an NFL quarterback.
No, but it has to do with you have an entire team. You're developing Jackson, who's on defense. You're developing. You're trying to put a winning environment and a winning feeling on an entire team.
Yeah, but if the coaching staff gets fired, Scott, all that is thrown out the window.
Yeah. Well, you're right there. I mean, I just feel like he's still getting he's on a quicker route to develop than he was the way we all thought he was going to sit on the bench for most of the year.
Well, no, a lot of us were clamoring for him to not sit on the bench at all.
Yeah. Well, I hear you. I just wanted to, you know, hear your thoughts on what I thought, because
my thoughts are he needs to throw the ball more to develop faster. He needs to learn to play the position and be trusted with pre-snap reads, with understanding when and where pressure is coming and how to react, and to play the game, to get better at the game in real games at full speed right away.
It would help if we had a wide receiver.
Okay.
You're not going to have that this year. Like, we get back to that, he doesn't have receivers, and this is the reason he shouldn't play. Well, I mean, you're not going to have that till next year. So you got to do what you can, and you make the judgment understanding that he's got limited weapons. I didn't think that was hard.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves host division rival Milwaukee this Saturday night at 7 at the Allstate Arena. Saturday night is superhero night at the Wolves game, presented by Marvel Universe Live. Tickets start at only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bulls are 0-2 in search of their first victory of the season tonight in Cleveland. Cavaliers point guard Derrick Rose will not play. He's out with an ankle injury. And Bulls guard Chris Dunn is out as well, but he could return as soon as Thursday. Hockey, the Blackhawks play the Vegas Golden Knights tonight for the first time ever. Vegas off to a great start this season. They're 6-1-0. And in baseball, game one of the World Series tonight in L.A. as the Dodgers host the Astros. Clayton Kershaw and Dallas Keuchel, the starting pitchers. And a roster change from the NLCS for the Dodgers. Shortstop Corey Seager is in. Outfielder Curtis Granderson is out. Racing fans, join Tito's Handmade Vodka and the Scores' Brian Hanley Friday from 3:30 to 5 for the Sports and Racing Roundup at Pony Up OTB Pub Eatery in Oak Brook Terrace. There will be specially priced Tito's cocktails as well as Score and Tito's giveaways. It's the Sports and Racing Roundup presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Attention business owners, effective cash management is key to your company's success, but you're being overcharged when it comes to bank fees. Lakeside Bank will save you money. Call Matt Palmisano at 312-763-6660. Join Lakeside and start saving now. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This from the 312, Jason. I wholeheartedly agree with you because I watched James Toney scream at Michael Nunn's mom and sisters, "I just knocked your boy out in his hometown," while they were crying their eyes out. Yeah, man, that's a tough look. I've never understood that. Now, there are people apparently who are taking offense to this as if I did something. That maybe these are the people that have been knocked out before, but this from the 847, Jason, please explain without using innuendo why you believe a person should be embarrassed by being punched and knocked out. Sounds a lot like the start of Macho Man BS. That's from Mike. I don't know what you're talking about. If you've been in a locker room and been around players, it's not a normal office setting. When guys get shipped places after fights, it's not because, well, you know what, these guys are going to fight again. It's because people kind of look at guys like, all right, he got knocked out, and you can kind of pull it with him. Like, the last thing you want is a bunch of cliques popping up in your locker room and guys choosing sides. So I'm sorry if you have been knocked out before and you weren't embarrassed about it. I don't know what that was. Mike, there may be some issues that you may need to talk to somebody about. But, yeah, I'm not talking about being embarrassed about it, but I'm talking about the fact that clicks pop up And you got guys on one side of things and you've got guys on the other side of things. You don't want things to bubble up in a locker room where you're going to take a lot of losses. There are going to be some adverse circumstances with this Bulls team all year long. Guys get tired of losing, and then you travel, and then you're losing while you're traveling, and you're coming back and getting boomed by your home crowd. This is the start of a season. All right, this isn't 30 games in where something happened and you'll learn to deal with it because you've dealt with bumps in the road already. No, this is a new, they're embarking on a new venture every single time they go out there on that practice floor. And for it to happen this early in the season, you can keep all your regular office politics out of this. These are millionaire, full of vim and vigor athletes who compete on a physical level every single day. So it's not the same as you saying, oh, why should I be embarrassed that I got knocked out? It's not about embarrassment. It's making sure that your locker room is a place where people feel not only comfortable, but clicks aren't popping up choosing sides.
It's Jeremy in Elgin. He's on the score.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Fine.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about Sunday's Bears game with Trubisky. And I know, like, everybody's talking about how we should have been, turning Trubisky loose and help him develop. But, I think there's a bigger picture here. And one of the things that I think about is, all right, we've also got a defense that we've been trying to bring a long way. And, most of that game, it was pretty obvious that the defense had that game handedly under control for us. And I think you got to let them kind of have that as well. There's a lot of season left. There's going to be a lot of opportunities where Trubisky is going to be in a situation where he needs to go down the field, make a play, and try and win us the game. Sunday was not that situation. And, I think that with a team that's desperate for wins against, a team that's...
Are you desperate for wins? Wait. Are you desperate for wins? Or are you desperate to get closer to winning a championship?
Well, I mean, I think there's a long game here, too. I mean, when you're in a situation like John Fox is in where nobody's expecting you to win a Super Bowl.
Okay, don't worry about John Fox. You as a fan shouldn't care about John Fox's future.
It's not that I care about his future. I want to see this team improving. I did not go into any of the last couple of years expecting us to win a championship.
Okay, but wait, let me rephrase it. What's more important, winning games now or developing your quarterback now, and how do you strike that balance?
Well, all right, let me counter that with this question. What would be, all right, so would developing a quarterback on Monday morning be justification for the fallout of potentially offering Carolina a chance to come back on a game that your defense gift-wrapped for you? You take the win?
In that given game when you happen to get 150 yards of touchdown returns from a guy on a record-setting day, I think, yes, you take the win. But I think the larger question, and you phrased that well, but I think the larger question is where exactly we set the dial on reasonable quarterback development with also knowing, I could turn it the other way and say, maybe he should get a little more leash knowing your defense might be able to bail you out.
Okay, and I guess my thought on that would be, if your defense is gift wrapping you again, then do you take a young quarterback and try to make him play like the game is on his shoulders when it's clearly not? Yeah, because sometimes quarterbacks need to understand that, you know what, my defense is handing me this game. They need to be able to recognize that, hey,
Jeremy, what you're saying is that sense is being developed in him now?
I think it's part of it. I don't think you do it every game. I don't think that one game is a microcosm of the entire
because
game.
That's more so play calling than
right.
Anything.
See, I would look at that game as a one off. I would look at that game as a unicorn that is not
going to run the ball now because these guys can't score against us and we keep taking it away and scoring.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be repeated that you're going to have that kind of 17-3 lead because of those quirky plays.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
So the question going forward,
I think that when the quarterback is handed that situation, I think that, this guy's excited. He wants to go out there. He wants to make plays. He wants to try and make a difference on the team. But I think it's also important for him to have the experience of saying, hey, you know, my defense is gift driving this game for me. Right now, I need to take a step back and realize I don't need to be here.
Yeah, but Jeremy, I think that's more
play calling than anything. Like I think that's okay. We're going to not, you know, have down the field or intermediate looks. We're going to hand the ball off. We're going to do a lot of stretch plays and making sure that things are as conservative as possible.
But he's the dude. At some point you drafted him to be a win because of guy.
And I don't think you're going to see all of that now. But I do understand that you might want to. See, this is the thing. Like
and
I said,
way,
four
really,
games.
That was a really good call. Yeah, that was a really good discussion.
Yeah, but the thing that I see is three or four games from now, I hope it doesn't look like this. Like, if you want to do this now and you want to tell me this is why you're doing this, and if the Carolina game's a throwaway because of Eddie Jackson's return, that's fine. That's fine. But four games from now, I don't want to see 12 pass attempts because that means that he's not growing. You know, and I know the game dictates how many times he's going to throw the ball, but you also dictate it as well.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Matt Miller. There's a lot of developments in college football, in pro football as well. We'll see the games he's watching. We'll talk about the players he's scouting and what's going on all around the game of football because he knows it all. That's a 3 on the score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
You have roofs to shingle, a lot of them. What you don't have is time to waste running all over town to get shingles. That's why the Home Depot has job site delivery and bulk pricing on job lot quantities of GAF Timberline shingles. And with our Pro Extra Rewards program, you also get purchase tracking and more, saving time and money. Now that's a reward. Join the Pro Extra Rewards program and get the benefits you deserve. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing. It's arse-off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing. It's arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Thursday, November 2nd.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got up!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT. Premiering CBS Thursday, November 2nd.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. We'll talk to Matt Miller at the top of the hour, talking little Bulls, talking little Bears. We got some Bulls tonight on the television, on the tube. That Cleveland thing is interesting. I watched it the first night. Try to get over that awful, gruesome Gordon Hayward injury early, but got back into basketball. They're trying to figure things out, too, because Dwayne Wade going to the bench, saying he was going to the bench, he belongs there. They need somebody to score off the bench. J.R. Smith would probably, you know, there's a delicate balance going on right now between LeBron's new friends and his old friend, where J.R. Smith is his guy. Like, he took J.R. Smith under his wing, and J.R. Smith stopped being J.R. Smith-ish and won himself a championship and got his life together. And J.R. Smith all of a sudden got relegated to the bench because his old friend came to Cleveland. So there's a balancing act. This might be the most talented team that LeBron has ever played on. I don't know if it's the best team, if that makes any sense.
We were looking also at the current NBA MVP odds. I'm just thinking that, and I was talking to Cody Westerlund before the show, and if LeBron wants to go through another NBA regular season where he goes half speed on defense, which, look, he tends to do. He doesn't play playoff defense in the regular season. Situationally, yeah, but not like he did.
He's turned into a rover the last 2 years or so.
Not in the sense that he's a dog, in the sense that he's literally...
Not a Fido. Not a
Bowser, but literally roving around.
Getting, you know, deflections, playing, trying to get steals and break out dunks.
Some center field stuff, you know, jumping passing lanes every once in a while.
Guys like Kawhi are the standard.
But correct.
You're going to have a
every
long
possession.
Night. Yeah.
Every night, every possession. But this is, you know, Giannis is averaging like 36 points and 10 rebounds and six assists. And this is, if somebody is one of those MVP protest voters, or somebody's always looking for someone else, always looking, is like, well, yeah, LeBron's the best player, but hey,
you got it.
It might be the year.
Got it. A couple years ago, I thought that when Jason Kidd took that job, and Jason Kidd, by the way, is a good coach. And I know the spilling the Coke on the floor and all those other things.
That.
Jason Kidd is a good coach because Jason Kidd doesn't, one, mince words, and he sees things that a point guard used to see. And when they tried that thing out in summer league, it was like, yo, 6'10", point guard, he's running it. And like, all right, couple possessions, I understand. But no, actually initiating offense, some of the stuff that Brett Brown has got Ben Simmons doing after a couple of games – Giannis Antetokounmpo is that length and that talent that you can only, like, he's got so many things that you can't teach, you know, so many things that don't come in a skill set or the starter pack of, okay, I'm going to coach this into him. And he still is just, he's flopping around sometimes where it's like, he just is long enough to get to the basket, and he's got himself a jump shot now. I mean, but
he's not relying on it to post these numbers.
No,
I think he's only hit like 1-3 or something.
He's doing work in the paint because he's so long.
And he's getting putbacks. He's still aggressive as ever. He is that. I called him Mega Pippen when I was hosting with Spiegs, and Spiegs was like, "Oh, giving him Pippen." I'm like, "Dude, this dude's gonna be better than Scotty Pippen."
That. Yeah,
he's 6'10". He's got a 7'3" wingspan. He's fast. He's smart. That's the thing too. This kid has been playing professional style basketball for a while now. Even though he's only 22 years old, he's a smart dude. He's a humble dude, which you kind of got to be in Milwaukee. But he's the kind of guy that you hope the league understands how valuable he is. You know, his English isn't the greatest, although it's getting a lot better. And he's not a soundbite machine. Like, he's not a quotable.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Like, Joel Embiid is a quotable. Even though, you know, he doesn't talk a lot. Like, when he talks, it's funny. Like Andre Drummond. He said Andre Drummond last night after they played him.
Yeah, he said he doesn't play any defense.
That's right. That's all Andre Drummond does.
What is he, Murph?
Right. Stop it. I'm not going to allow you to put that on Joel Embiid. But now Joel Embiid is you know, his star is rising. Like, there's a bunch of young dudes like Giannis and Ben and Joel Embiid.
Karl-Anthony Towns.
Kristaps is doing work. He's just, you know, it's Knicks work.
He's 7'3".
It's Knicks work.
But still, he's also facing the basket and jab-stepping and putting it on the floor.
The Knicks will always be doomed.
Northside Paul, you're on WSCR.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fine.
Great. I just have two real quick things. One on the Meritage thing. Not only is it going to be hard for him to come into that locker room, but, I mean, could you imagine if Garnett was still on the floor that first time in Boston? He'd be telling him, boy, you got knocked the F out by your teammate.
But see,
you
know?
Yeah, but there's guys still in the league that do that. It's not just Garnett.
Yeah, you got to be that, – and that's what you want to guard against before they even get into any of those kinds of atmospheres.
Hip-off, I'd be going at him. Second thing is you're 100% right on Trubisky. He's completed 50% of his passes so far this season, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. You look at Wentz last year, 62.6%, 16-14 ratio on the touchdowns, interceptions. He got that experience. There's no better preparation, no better practice than getting in that game, making some mistakes, and learning from them. So that's it.
Thanks, Paul. This segment brought to you by Target. Trick out your Halloween at Target with costumes, candy, decor, and more with scary good prices every week. Target, run and done. A lot of football discussion coming your way with Matt Miller after the top of the hour on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
With an unmatched team of Bears experts and a mission to focus on Chicago sports, Bears fans know that no one can compete with us when it comes to Bears talk. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Hey, football fans, Jeff Joniak here. When savings are on the line for your home team, here's a tip you can really rally behind. Smart thermostats make saving energy easy and put you in control by allowing you to adjust the temperature remotely. To make it even easier, ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and instant rebates at ComEd.com/marketplace. ComEd, powering lives. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is funded in compliance with state law.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb. And that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted, she was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is the winning team this season, and they're celebrating by passing the savings on to you as they celebrate their one-year anniversary. Take advantage of anniversary savings during the Jeep Celebration event. They have 25% off on new vehicles, and during the Ram Power Days, you can get $13,000 off MSRP. Ray's CDJR is the newest Jeep location in Chicagoland with a huge selection, and they are building a brand-new, state-of-the-art facility for you. Check out their service department with over 18 service bays and express lane service. And get this, they have a price match guarantee where they will match or beat an advertised or written price on in-stock units from local dealerships. Ray's CDJR's one-year anniversary sale is going on now, so join the celebration in savings today. Ray's CDJR on Route 12 in Fox Lake, the only dealer I recommend. Visit RaysCDJR.com. You must bring in the advertised price that is identical and in stock. Price cannot include limited rebates that are not available to all buyers. Not applicable on prior purchases. Amount off MSRP may not reflect sales price on select vehicles.
755 Texas.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So this from our Facebook live chat. What's up, people? This from Tony Logiurato. How would you say that? Logarito? Tony L. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, come on, Goff. Don't be the winter hat before it's necessary guy. I shave my dome, and I don't touch skull caps until we're in the 30s. Tony, I'm a lesser man than you. It's obvious. I got outside today to take the kid to school. It was a little rainy, a little nippy. I'm like, you know what? Skull cap time. It's 42 degrees outside.
North Dakota tough.
No, apparently I'm not.
But that's
I'm Edison tough. I'm Rogers Park tough. I'm not North Dakota tough.
The fact that you go with the pom pom look on the top too, that
balances
like,
it out.
That's like toque winter hat. You know, that's yeah. not even yeah. that's not even going like halfway with a little like cotton skull cap. That's an actual winter hat.
Oh yeah,
that's a ski hat.
I'm good with this. Okay. I'm fine. I'm secure in my masculinity when it comes to not wanting a cold head. You know.
Not an old head.
Not an old head, but a cold head.
Can't help the old head.
Yeah, so Tony, I'm not as tough as you.
Yeah, don't you get the awfulness? Don't you get where the point where your hair hurts?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I guess your hair's short enough you don't get that.
Yeah, I don't have much in the back here. By the way, you know, salespeople have been listening to this show, and I've been back now for 3+ years, been talking about the sunroof.
Here it comes.
At what point is somebody going to slap me with a restore deal? I mean, what are we waiting on?
Well, I gave you guys hats.
Right, exactly.
No, it's going to be covered up. American Carlos Boozer Black Ice.
Shout out to, no, never in a million years.
Yeah, we're going to get that Sharpie on your head.
No, never. Dude, a dude tried that in Atlanta without telling me. Like, he put the cardboard up to my head. I'm like,
to get a line?
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing, fam? And he's like,
what is you doing?
Right. The lie detector proves that was a lie. So he starts to do, I'm like, what are you, and
what's
I felt
it called, like Black cold, China?
Beijing.
Okay.
Yeah, Black China. You're talking about like heroin now.
No, I forgot what it was called.
So, but the guy puts the cardboard up to my head. I'm like, no.